You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 169.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you are ready to work on your business instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Yoga Boss. I am Jackie Murphy. This podcast airs on April 17th, which means if you're listening to this podcast when it launches, when it's live, you still have time to join us for the Grow for Good Masterclass. The Grow for Good Masterclass is happening April 18th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and you will get a recording for a limited time if you can't be there live. Now, who's the class for? Why should you come? Let me tell you, if you have ever asked yourself, is it okay for me to make money teaching yoga? Should I be teaching and charging? Is that all right? If you've ever questioned that making money as a yoga teacher is good or right or moral or just, then this is the masterclass for you. I am going to teach you how you can grow for good as a yoga teacher, how you can grow the amount of money that you're making and do it in a way that positively impacts everyone involved. We are going to dispel some of the myths that hold you back from believing you can grow for good as a yoga teacher. And I'm going to give you my two-step process for growing, for starting to build the amount of money that you're making as a yoga teacher. So sign up for the Grow for Good Masterclass. It's happening April 18th. You can get the replay if you can't be there live. And at this masterclass, I am announcing my brand new offer. Something new coming for you guys. This is something that I feel is really going to help a lot of people. There is a gap in what is being taught out there for yoga teachers, for studio owners, and this gap is key if you are wondering, you know, how can I actually make money as a teacher? What do I actually need to do? Now, the offer will be a step-by-step course. So I'll tell you more details and everything about it, but it's designed so that you can do it in your own time, make it work in your schedule, and really see results. So be there at the Grow for Good Masterclass so you can be the first to know about the brand new offer and see if it's the right fit for you. It just may be the thing that you didn't even know you were looking for. It's here. It's almost here. It'll be there at Grow for Good. Okay, so today I'm going to talk to my newer teachers. Even if you're not a new teacher, this is going to be really helpful for you because I think it's something that if you get into the habit or the pattern of it, it's hard to break out of it, even if you are not a brand new teacher. But let me tell you a story. So I went over to Bali for my 200-hour teacher training, which was incredible. I stayed for around a month and did nothing but learn yoga and practice yoga. And I am so grateful and realize that I have access to a lot of privilege that allowed me to do that. So it was incredible. Went to Bali, got my 200-hour teacher training, knew the very first time I stood up to teach that I wanted to be a yoga teacher. I felt it in my soul. I felt it in my bones. It was like, this is what I'm meant to do in the world. I was in love. I felt purposeful. I felt like driven, impactful. It was everything I wanted to do. And then we wrapped up teacher training. And in your 200-hour teacher training, you've probably experienced this where you kind of get like, it's like you're a general doctor. You get like a little bit of everything, but not really a deep, complex understanding of one specific topic. So I left my 200 hour having a little bit of understanding of like how to cue postures, having a little bit of understanding of like how to teach a meditation or the philosophies of yoga, the different aspects of all the different parts that you can study when it comes to yoga. We did a little bit of like Ayurveda. It was just like a little bit kind of all around. And I left my 200 hour teacher training with the idea that I had just reached the tip of the iceberg, that I had just gotten started as a yoga teacher. And I remember my training lead being like, this is your springboard, like this is your jumping off board, and you can take this training and then run with it and use it and study whatever you want to learn from here on out. Now, what's so interesting is I didn't want to like dive down any of those rabbit holes. I wasn't like particularly drawn to posture clinics and alignment and like really wanted to go that route. And I wasn't really drawn to Ayurveda. So I didn't really have a specific area that I wanted to study further until I started actually teaching. And still, until I started working with students, I realized that like the area that I wanted to go deep down the rabbit hole in was business of yoga, was talking about marketing and selling and how that impacts your ability to teach people. Now, that awareness wouldn't come for a long time, but I just left my 200 hour teacher training with like deer in headlights. Where do I go from here? And so where did I go? Well, where most people go, to the Google. I went to Google and I would type in like new advice for yoga teachers into Google. And I would also ask like every mentor teacher, every teacher that I had seen doing it for a while, I'd be like, what's your advice? What's your advice? What's your advice? And whether you go to Google or to a well-meaning mentor teacher, most of the advice that you are going to get is all tips and advice for how to improve your teaching. Let me give you an example. When you Google new yoga teacher advice, what comes up is 9 tips for new yoga teachers. Create classes based on themes, set intentions, consider whether or not to use music, follow the arc of energy, practice your sequence, always ground yourself, remember to breathe, design your class around your students, start small, be authentic, right? All of those pieces of advice that I'm reading off to you right now are all pieces of advice to improve your talent. But you can be the very best yoga teacher. You can have an amazing breadth of talent and knowledge and still not have any students to teach to. Now, I want you to think about this in terms of another profession. And let's use an artist, a singer. Let's say that you learn how to sing and you have a beautiful voice and you're like, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do with my life. I feel so passionate about singing. And you go out there and you're like, okay, well, what should I do in order to be a singer? And everyone tells you, improve your voice, improve your voice, improve your voice. And so you spend all day inside of your house working on your scales and doing vocal exercises and singing and singing and singing. But at the end of the day, you've just been in your house singing. No one's heard you. Some of you are like that singer. You are working so hard to improve the talent of your teaching, but at the end of the day, you still got 1 person, 2 people, 4 people, 10 people in your classes, and you know that you want to have a much bigger impact on the world. Just improving your teaching isn't everything. And it's been sold to you as being everything. This is really important to cover because I'm not sitting here suggesting that you should never improve the quality of your teaching. Of course, you should study how to best follow the arc of energy in your class, or you should work on really making sure that your themes land in your classes, or that you know the philosophy really like in and out. you can always improve the quality of what you're teaching. The error, the gap, the misconception is that's all you need to do. And if you're good enough, eventually students will find you. The reason that this is a harmful thing to believe in is because it can go on for years. You can spend years thinking, if only I was just a better teacher, if only I just knew more, if only I just had more experience, if only, I remember for me, it used to be like, if I could find my voice, this like thing that I thought I was missing, like if only I could find my voice as a teacher, then students would just like flock to my classes. And it has you believing that you are the problem, that you're not good enough to have students in front of you. And if only you were good enough, then students would come. And the only way to be good enough is to keep studying and mastering your craft. And it's just not true. You right now in this moment are good enough to work with students. You may not be the best teacher out there right now, but in this moment, you have enough. You are enough to really impact someone's life with yoga. If you could just get someone to lay in Shavasana for 10 minutes, if you can do that, if you can walk them through that, that can be profoundly impactful. You're good enough. You can do that. You can help someone right now. So what I want to tell everyone, if you're a new teacher, even if you're not a new teacher and this is just like hitting home for you, I want you to know that if you haven't had packed classes, if your students haven't been growing and what you've been doing is just working on your teaching, that's why. That's just because you've been focused on the wrong thing in order to grow your classes. It's not because you're not good enough. It's not because you can't do it. It's not because you haven't found your voice or mastered the perfect playlist. It's simply because the more that you focus on your talent does not mean you will have more students. There are other key skill sets that you have to have in order to actually bring students into your class so that you can showcase your talent. There is another skill set that you weren't taught. And it's okay. You didn't need to be taught the skill set within teacher training, but there is another skill set that you have to be taught in order to bring students into your classes. It is a skill to attract people, to pique their curiosity and have them want to show up for class. And that skill is taught, and it's very different than mastering the skill of teaching. So if you're like, Jackie, I want to know what the skill set is, come to the Grow for Good Masterclass and I will tell you. I'm not trying to like lead you on here. I'm just really going in into detail and into depth about the skill set in that class. And within the new offer, I'm going to actually give you an opportunity to master the skill set that you need. I'm going to leave a little bit of like, you know, I'm just piquing your curiosity right now. So sign up for the Grow for Good Masterclass and you'll learn the skills that you actually need to bring students into your class so that you can teach them. If I were to tell a new yoga teacher anything, it would be this. I would say, you've learned enough. There's always more to learn. When it comes to you as a teacher, you've learned enough. There's always more. You can always keep learning. And it's time to take that skill to market. It's time to take what you've learned and get it in front of people. It's time to take the singer out of the house and put them on a stage. It's time to take your skill set to market. I'll see you in the Grow for Good Masterclass and talk to you next week.